Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Show 2.3, that light-skinned nigga with the bitch voice, DJ Promatic, my nigga Knock, the God is in the building tonight, and today we got a special interview with the singer from the hood, you already know, Harmony, let's get it. Hello?
What's up?
What's up, Harmony, what's going on, girl?
Good, how y'all doing?
We You doing good? How you feeling on this Sunday night?
I'm good. I'm chilling, you know, chilling with 856 Entertainment straight out of Camden.
Yeah, you already know, best radio station in the hood. Let's get it, you know.
You already know.
So what's up? Tell us about you. You know, what's going on? So you're a singer. Do you rap or anything?
Well, I'm a R&B artist out of Camden, and I sing, I rap. I'm basically like an entertainer. Like, I do anything that I feel like doing at the moment. I dance, sing, rap, whatever I feel at that moment, I do.
Okay. What type of dancing? Like, you shake your ass, some Puerto Rican shit. Like, what type of dance are you getting into?
Nah, I'm like, I do strictly like hip-hop. Like, basically all dance. I'm basically like a Chris Brown and a Ciara into one.
Okay, turn up. All right, yeah, we know Sierra be shaking her ass, too.
Y'all going to be seeing a lot of that real soon.
Oh, yeah, what type of events you got going on with you dancing?
I'm in the process of getting everything together as far as, like, performances. But you will definitely be seeing a lot of that during the spring and summertime for sure.
Okay, we got Knock in the building.
Oh, shit, I heard you twerking too, man. What's going on?
Nah. Nah.
What's going on with you, dog?
Nah, I'm chilling, you know. I'm leaving that for them other girls out there, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely let them do what they do because, you know what I mean, they go through the process with all the makeup and, you know, the ass shots and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Now, need you getting into that. Just need that pretty voice you got, you know, the dancing and the rapping that you do. Keep doing that, man.
So do you make your, do you write your own music or you got your own writer? Like, how did that go about?
I write all my music, but I'm not opposed to working with other songwriters. Like, this song that I'm working on, a single that's going to be out next month, I actually wrote with somebody. Well, I didn't write with somebody. They wrote it for me. And I'm not going to give y'all the name right now. Her name is Valerie. She did her thing. And I'm working with this producer. He's also from Camden as well. His name is Insane P. And that song is definitely going to be a hit. It's going to be on iTunes everywhere, every radio station everywhere real soon.
Okay, I'm going to definitely be on the lookout for that, man. Especially you from Cam, so you know definitely I'm going to be looking out for that pussy on the gram and stuff like that. And speaking of Instagram, I seen, like, some covers you did, like some songs that you did, and I was like, wow, like she really has an amazing voice, like she needs to keep it up. And then I seen your website, I'm like, yo, that's crazy, like she definitely doing her thing. And knowing that I went to school with you, it meant like a little bit more to me, because I'm like, yo, I can honestly say I grew up with her, like, I know her, like she's definitely doing her thing.
Yeah, you know, you gotta put Camden on the map. Like, nobody really be looking for nobody out here. Like, they think it's, like, all straight hood. Like, it ain't nothing but violence and all that. Like, nah. Like, we are talented out here. And I'm just trying to put that out there. Like, we a lot of us are not basic people. Like, I'm not basic. Like, when people meet me, they don't ever think I'm from Camden. Like, that's just showing you right there. Like, we not all about that violence and, you know, everybody out here not a hoe. You feel me?
That's definitely true.
I like that one. There's not a lot of hoes out here. Okay. She bringing sexy back, man. I like that.
Yeah, so
keeping it
up,
sexy classy.
Uh-huh. Sexy classy. We fucks with
that's
it.
That's a new wave. Sexy classy. That's a new generation.
So growing up, who was your music influences that you know what I mean, that you had?
Well, I listened to a lot of people, but the main two people that I listen to is definitely Michael Jackson and Beyonce, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But
Beyonce,
growing up, I... Huh?
I said Beyonce with the dance moves?
Everything. Oh, okay. I look up to her as far as everything that I do, and Michael Jackson as well, because they're both great entertainers. Like, they're the only two entertainers that I know that's been out and still making hit songs and still being able to go out, even though Michael Jackson has passed away, but even when he was alive, he could still go out at 50-something years old and still perform. With artists now, they can't even go out and do a full tour. Where they've been out, what, 20-something years, and Michael Jackson been out, what, 50-something years, and they could still go out and tour. Where these artists nowadays, they like one-hit wonders. Like, they putting out single after single, and they in their 30s and 40s, and they can't even tour or sell a record. So I'm trying to be like them, like, trying to have longevity in the game.
Definitely, and I definitely see you making a move and you staying consistent with that. And with that being said, what made, like, I know, I mean, as you growing up, you knew you could sing, but what made you like, all right, let me put this pen to the pad. Now, let me put this on record, send this out. Let me get a manager. Like, let me get this off the ground. What made you, like, just get up and just go?
Well, I always knew I wanted to sing. I didn't know I wanted to sing until about third grade. But when I was young, I always was into music. But what made me want to do it was when I was watching the BET Awards one year. I think it was in, like, 2003. And it was Beyonce performing Crazy in Love. And she killed that performance. So I was like, yo, I want to do that one day. So ever since then, I started working on my voice and dancing nonstop every day. And I started a YouTube channel. And then from there, I started doing my own thing.
Okay, so what is your YouTube channel? I might have to go look that up.
My YouTube is It's Harmony Music. That's ITS Harmony Music. And that's everything for Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Okay, definitely. I'm going to definitely go check that out. As soon as this show is over, I might have to go listen to a couple of tracks with promo, man.
Yo, people don't know that I'm a self-taught singer. Like, when I first started, I could not sing at all. Like, my mom would be like, nah, girl, that ain't right. Like, but, I got up there. You know, now she like, all right, I definitely see the groove. But when I first started, I could not sing at all.
So you trained yourself. What can you tell all the future singers out here that's trying to sing, like, how to teach yourself how to sing? You know, because I know y'all have, like, different techniques. Like, some people drink tea before to soothe their throat, you know what I mean, to get a better vocal voice.
Well, I basically taught myself from listening to other artists and, like, seeing how they project and what they do with their voice. But I actually went on YouTube and was looking at these YouTube videos from, his name is Eric Arsenal, and I'm going to post his link on my website because I know nobody can spell his last name. But his name is Eric Arsenal. He's like a professional vocal coach, but he put up free videos on YouTube giving you different techniques on breathing and projecting and opening up your voice. And he also has a video for people who can't sing at all and starting from the ground up. He got over 500 videos, so you can go on there and check him out. You can basically teach yourself.
Okay, so you just look at him and he'll teach you some different techniques and everything. So you didn't have no vocal coach at all besides him?
Never, no.
Because I know they very expensive, to be honest with you. They coming out your check.
Yeah, you basically got to learn on the way for now until I get my money up. But for now, I'm just learning on the way and learning from different people that I run into and networking and stuff like that and producers who teach me different techniques and stuff.
Okay, that's understandable. So where you get your name Harmony from?
Harmony came about, let me think, that was a while ago. I was actually on Facebook, and, like, I didn't want people to know my real name because I didn't want people stalking me and stuff when I started doing these YouTube videos. When I started, I was a little young. I think I was probably, like, a freshman. So I went on Facebook, and I was like, what should my name be? And somebody said Harmony, and I was like, I sing. You know, that goes pretty well. You know, I'm going to stick with that. And Harmony it is.
Okay, so you had any other names that you thought about that was going to work that you can put out there real quick?
nah, I'm not going to put that out there because they whack. They whack. Because when I first started, I swore I was an MC. Like, I swore I was a rapper. But, nah.
Oh, all right. Well,
we got to know your MC
right,
name.
Right. Y'all put your MC name out there. If it make you feel any better, I'll let you know my first DJ name I ever had, which was DJ Rock. I used to want to call myself DJ Rock today. You know what I mean? So that was a little funny as shit. But
it was nothing, but it was whack. It was like Little JoJo or whatever. But nah, it was whack.
MC Little JoJo? Okay, we fucked with that one. We fucked with that right there. I mean, we're going to have to use that.
Yeah. Nah. Mm-mm.
We got a couple tracks for you tonight and everything. One of the tracks is called Nomo. You know what I mean? So we about to play that right now. So you stay on the line. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Get it.
You think you got it like that? Two chicks, like I don't know. Boy, I think it's slow. Yeah, boy, it's slow. Boy, I think it's slow. It's slow, slow. I see the number in your phone. Yeah, I know that you've been creeping on the low. Yeah, I know. Smile on my face, yeah. Yeah, I know. You don't know I'm walking out that door, no. I see the kiss a few on her. I see her lips along your lips. No, I'm not putting up with this. Hit the door. No, I'm not putting up with this. No more. No, I'm not putting up with this. No more. No more. No, I'm not putting up with this. No more. Lying to yourself a sky. No more. You ain't gotta worry about me no more. I'm packing all my stuff and hit the door. No, I'm not putting up with this. No more, no, I'm not putting up with this. No more, no more, no more, no more, you know more. Hey, lady, don't just sit around and stop. Let that guy know you're done for sure. Wind it up when you hit the dance floor. Let that guy know that you done moved on. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, that was Harmony. No more. You already know. We fucks with that right there and shit. How long it took you to write that?
That was like a fun record. I did that out the blue and just posted it online. That took me about like 15 minutes.
So I mean, do you write like when you were in the studio? Do you make your songs in the studio or when you were at home?
Right now I make all my songs when I'm at home, but right now I'm working on a project and a new single. I'm actually in the studio working on everything, all new music.
Okay, so what was your long like? What was your longest, like, I don't know how to put it in words, but like, To write a song, how long did it take? Like, what was your longest period on writing a song?
Right now, or like when I first started writing?
I mean, from when you started till now, like, how long was your first record? How long did it take you to write that
song? I actually took about like a good week, but as I progressed, got better. Now it takes me about like, it depends, like how creative I'm trying to be and from changing different stuff. It takes me about like 2 hours, but if I'm really in the mood and like really in the groove with the beat and everything, it takes me about like 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Where do you get your ideas from? Like everyday situations that people go through? Because I know some people be riding a bus every day and they get their ideas from there. Where do you get yours from?
I actually, sometimes when I'm on the bus and I'm just zoned out listening to music, it can be a song that inspired me, or life, or my situations in different relationships and stuff, or other people relationships, and just life in general. Or if I hear a beat, and sometimes a beat come with titles, and that title like sparks up a story in my head, then I'll write about it. You know, some stuff is just made up stories that I think people may relate to.
Okay, I like that.
Cool. Well, you got a couple callers in here right now, so we're going to figure out who these callers is. You told people to call in?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. Hello, caller. Who this?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello, Harmony.
Hey,
this
girl.
Hi, how you doing? I was just tuning in, just showing my friend Harmony some support. I'm a very, very large fan. I actually stumbled upon her when I was, we're both about to be 21. Well, she is 21. I'm about to be 21 tomorrow. So it's like, you know, I've been following her since like years back. And I've, you know, noticed her growth and everything like that. And I've even told her personally, like, you know, she has an amazing amount of potential. She's definitely a hard worker. I love her music. I love that No More track. She knows I love that No More track.
That's why I put it out there just for you.
That's right, Jordy. That's right. And you keep doing you. You keep making it work. I love her website, theartistharmony.com. Follow all her new music, exclusive to yours. That EP is fire. And I will definitely continue to follow you, Harmony. You know you got my support 100%, okay?
Thanks, girl. Love you.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, too, as well.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, love. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. See you guys. See you, H Money. Love.
Oh, God.
Okay, I like that.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
So do you want to jump into the next caller, or you want to keep on, like, talking? Because we have one more call.
We can
Okay.
We can take next caller.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah. You calling for Harmony?
I guess the caller ain't... I don't know. I guess the caller ain't doing his thing.
Might be just listening or...
Probably just listening in. All right, so, okay. Got a couple callers in there. You little famous and everything, I see.
I guess.
Yeah. So, where do you see your music career going?
Hopefully to the top. Like, I'm trying to be the next big thing as far as independent artist, mainstream artist, like, because I'm not signed, but I'm trying to be that independent artist on mainstream level. So I'm taking it anywhere I can go right now. You know, I'm not going to stop until my name is known worldwide, and I'm trying to do tours in the UK, everywhere. So we're not going to stop till we get there.
Ain't nothing like going to an international tour right there.
Yeah, for real. That's where your fan base is at right there. You can go out of the States and everybody's still loving your music wherever you go. That's when you know you're somewhere that you want to be.
Mhm. When you can inspire the world, that's crazy. That's what I want to do. Like, inspire everybody, not just the United States.
Okay. So what's your message out there to the people? What message are you trying to bring to the people, well, your fans out there?
Basically, not giving up at all, because I, believe it or not, like, I've been told, oh, you suck, you're not going to make it, you're not good enough, I've been told, like, basically your looks is not everything, like, that's not what I go in there for, and, like, people just look at me and just be like, oh, well, she thinks she all that, but if you know me, I'm the goofiest, nicest person you will meet. But so don't worry about what people say. Just do you, have fun doing it, and don't give up on everything that you want to do, because the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I like that model, like, right there.
My thing is, people don't run your world, put it that way. You run your world, so you live it how you want to.
I might have to put that under my next Instagram picture. I might have to just steal that one right there from you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do whatever.
We're going to
spread that message.
Spread that message right now. But next, we're about to get into your next track called Stroke Your Ego. You already
definitely
know. It's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Green eyes, I'm gonna make a woman faint. Yeah, yeah. And your smile, curly like your jaw.
I like that John Tell. I don't know. I might have to buy this album you coming out with. I like these joints, yo, for real.
Well, this album is actually going to be free, so, you know, my gift to everybody.
Okay, that's good, because some mixtapes be like $2-3. I ain't paying for that shit.
No, but actually, this single is actually going to be on iTunes, so y'all got to purchase that one. It's going to be hot, though.
Okay, definitely. Okay. I might have to go. I've never purchased that on iTunes in my life, so I might have to just show you some love.
You got Android? You got an Android or Apple?
I got Apple.
Oh, then you good. You can purchase it. You got a good enough job. You good.
Yeah, I know, but I never.
You got that money.
Yeah, you know, I normally go on YouTube and just rock it out from there, but you know, I'm going to show you some love. I'm going to go copy.
This is why we ain't posting full songs on YouTube. You got to purchase it. It's going to be a 20-second snippet.
Because people like me, man, I mess it up for everybody. My bad world, man. I go on YouTube for everything.
Uh-huh.
But we got more callers, so I'm going to definitely let you get in and talk to them real fast. All right,
cool. All right. Let's go.
Hello? I see he bumping music. It don't sound like harmony in the background, but...
Hello?
That's not me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the phone with Harmony now, brother.
What's up?
I was just calling and listening and everything, but I made it just in time to listen to Stroke Your Ego and shit, but how did you come up with the song? Like, what drove you to actually make it?
The Stroke Your Ego song, actually, when I heard the beat, I actually was thinking about how all these songs I hear, like, guys don't have enough songs towards them. Every song that a female make is basically saying how this guy is cheating, or he's stuck, like, he's not a good enough man. And then guys have songs towards women talking about how beautiful she is and stuff like that. So I figured, why not have a song where towards guys saying, you know, how good he looks. You know, it's nothing but a feel-good song for the guys. But, like the song said, I'm not trying to stroke your ego or not trying to boost your ego up, but, you know, you all right. You look good.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's how that song came about.
Because I know I was listening to it a couple of times on YouTube, and, you know, people was feeling as though, what is the song really talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Really, I didn't know myself, so I'm glad that I actually found out now.
Yep, there you go. I mean, how don't you know?
I mean,
what you thought it was about?
You told me before, but I don't know how to explain it to people. It's your art. Art always comes mm-hmm. from basically, you know, a different place for other people. What it gets interpreted as is what it is for other people. But
mm-hmm.
people are always going to know, where is it coming from?
Mhm. I feel you. Well, I just let you know. There you go. You can tell everybody else who was wondering. They can stop wondering.
Let's hope they're listening now.
But nice talking to you.
Likewise.
Hello?
Yeah, we still here. We just letting y'all know, I mean, chop it up like that. I mean, so yeah, Stroke Your Ego is a feel good song for the men out here, man. In case y'all just tuning in, or you mean y'all missed a little part. Stroke Your Ego is for us men. I mean, we look good, but she don't want to tell us that to our face. She thinks we gonna run away or something like that. So I mean, yeah, that's Stroke Your Ego. It's for us, man. So don't go make a record dissing the ladies, because Harmony made one for us. So, fellas, if y'all could do one, make a track. I mean, make even a remix with her, you know what I mean? Stroke Your Ego for the ladies. You can do that one for Harmony, because she just told you that she likes you and she thinks you cute.
Definitely. That would be dope.
Yeah, man. So,
if I ever go out there, if I make a song and it seems like I'm dissing you guys, like, you know, just go back to Stroke Your Ego and be like, yo, at one point, Harmony actually love us. You know, I have a song for y'all already, so don't feel bad. you know, I still got to stick up for my ladies.
Definitely. But, yeah, we definitely got one more caller in here for you at this time right now. So we're going to let you chop it up with this caller right now.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, Harmony.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just chilling. So you like the song? You like the song?
I do like the song, but I want to know what's coming up for the ladies.
Oh, what's coming up for the ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, my next single is for the ladies. And the next song that they're going to be playing, I'm pretty sure all the ladies can relate. It's called All Because I Loved You. But I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to that because I'm pretty sure there was always that one person that somebody, you know, you was in love with and that you just can't get over with. So that next song is coming up.
So. Okay.
Yeah. I hope you like
it.
You're
a role model. I'm pretty sure I will because you be making some good stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day, Harmony.
You too.
Bye.
Well, thank you for the call. That call, Harmony, today. Harmony seems like she's famous and everything. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if Trey Songz called her tonight or something.
Hey, Trey Songz calling. I'm a faint.
We all three was going faint.
You're going to be like, Harmony, Harmony, are you there? I'm like, I can't right now.
Oh, shit. So last week we interviewed my main man, Kevin Pratt, a.k.a. Doc, and it seems like Doc kind of likes you. Y'all two got anything going on that we don't know about?
No, we don't. We have nothing going on. We're just cool.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Just a rapper that I know out here that's a real dope artist, and that's about it.
It's a music thing. It's a music thing.
Okay, so how is your love life?
It's great, you know. I'm actually taken, but it's not by Kevin Pratt.
Okay.
Just to
okay.
clear the air. Just to clear.
Kevin, no shade, but you a dope artist, but nah. That's okay. Not by him.
Yeah, it's just a music thing. So for all the fellas out here that's listening and want to know who Harmony is, because she do have a beautiful voice, she is taken. So, I mean, don't get all thirsty, Harmony. You know, I grew up with her. She is one of, like, the nicest, calmest women out here, respectable woman. So, I mean, yeah, she is taken, but her voice, yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, now we about to get to your single. No, I mean, today's debut is called All Because I Love You by Harmony. Let's get it, 856 Entertainment. Listen to the hottest radio station in the hood, man. Let's get it. Squat.
Because I loved you, my heart keeps feeling for you. I just wanted to stop, yeah. I just wanna move.
All Because I Love You by Harmony and shit, man. We love it. We love it. I like the whole tone, the whole motherfucking song, man. I fucks with it.
Thanks.
Welcome.
You know, okay.
You actually what?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I actually lost thought just now.
I was going to say, I actually did premiere that song just for you guys. You know, it's not even out yet. I'm about to put it out tonight around like 9 o'clock.
Okay, so the only place you can hear it is this motherfucking radio station you already know.
I'm about to faint. man, you heard it here first, 856 Entertainment, All Because I Love You by Harmony, man. Damn, thank you. We really appreciate that.
No problem, you know. This is Camden Radio Station, right?
Right.
So, you know, why not premiere for Camden on Straight Outta Camden Radio?
Quad. Get it. We got a couple more questions, then we're going to let you go, all right?
All right.
John, we got is, who is your top three in Camden right now? I know you listen to hip-hop. You know what I mean? Who do you think got it? Who's your top three in Camden that you know?
I do. But I don't really, you know, I don't have a top three in Camden as far as rappers. I mean, like you said, like Kevin Pratt, he pretty good. I like him. But that's about it. I do listen to independent artists, though. Can I just do top three independent artists out in, like, Philly, Camden, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right. Miss Maia E is definitely one. You guys got to check her out. She's a dope singer. I don't really have a top favorite rapper at the moment, but I'm going to just do singers and groups, which is Maia E. Love Park. Y'all got to check them out. They're a singing group out Philly. And SJ3. They're actually not independent no more. They just recently got signed to YEMG. But SJ3, they're really dope artists out of Jersey. Actually live in Marlton.
Okay. All right, yeah. So that's your three right there. That's they all in Jersey or one is in Philly?
Love Park, they're from Philly. My E is from Baltimore, Maryland. And SJ3, they're from Jersey.
Okay. So you travel. Do you know a lot of out-of-state artists? Like, do you do work with them?
Yeah, I do. Like, but it's through like YouTube and stuff like that. They come and contact me or I contact them for a collaboration. But yeah, I do work with artists outside of Camden. And I actually worked with an artist out in the UK and he was on the remix of my song Wind It Up. It's actually not out. We're gonna work on something else, but yeah, I worked with him.
Okay, damn, doing internationally, doing it big, girl. I see, shit.
You know, that's you got to, right, you know. You can't be thinking small in this industry. You gotta think big at all times.
Yeah, that's true. Twitter gets you a lot of people out of country too. We be seeing your little pictures. You be having a lot of buzz on Twitter and shit. You got a lot of followers.
I got like 3,000 or something, but I don't really be on Twitter like that. I used to have more followers, but I haven't been on Twitter probably like a year. I'm mainly on Facebook and Instagram, or I'm just posting on my own website.
Yeah, Twitter is hard to get into, though. Like, it's hard, like, everyday type shit. I mean, but it's kind of the best.
If you're not a mainstream celebrity, then it's not really, I don't like it. Instagram is my thing and Facebook.
Yeah, I'll be checking out your Instagram. It definitely, I mean, all the videos got comments. People want to work with you or talking about how your music and your voice is amazing. And I was just like, wow. Like, all I keep thinking about is, like, I know her from high school. Right. Like, it's getting crazy now. So it was just, I was just looking like, wow, she's really doing her thing. Like, she's not taking no for an answer at all.
Yeah,
nope.
Well, you got another caller on the board. Let's see who this caller is for you.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
Hey, Harmony. It's Insane.
Oh, what's up? Y'all, this is actually the producer I was telling y'all that I was working with on his new single in St. Pete.
Okay. What's up, bruh?
What's up, man?
Why are you?
How are you?
Yeah, I heard you was doing the phone interview, and I said,
yeah,
let me call my girl and check in.
Definitely. You know, tell them about that new track we're working on, though. Well, what we can tell right now. Don't give them too much.
The track is crazy. It's going to be crazy. It's produced by me and written by a firefighter named Valerie McNair. But it's going to be crazy. It's going to drop somewhere around the spring. So,
yep.
So, you look
out
for that.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be in everybody's club, radio station everywhere. So, y'all got to look out for that.
Definitely let us know. Keep us, you know what I mean, updated on it. We definitely going to keep reminding people on here. But how did you two guys, like, hook up, like, meet and, like, collab?
Well, we're from the same area. And actually, we went to the same high school. But I graduated light years ahead of her. I graduated in 2002, and I think she graduated in, like, 2009.
No, 2012.
Yeah. So, yeah. But,
yeah, I actually, go ahead.
No.
Oh, I actually remember him. I think you came to our school one time and spoke to the kids, whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that, and, like, you had gave out your Facebook and stuff. That's when I started following him. And then, like, throughout the time, we was hitting each other up, like, oh, we should work. But you know how it never happens for a while, and then, like, all of a sudden we got together, and, you know, the rest is history. Yeah. From there. Now we're working on something great for you guys.
We thank y'all for, you know what I mean, reconnecting, linking up. So now we got some airplay. You know, we got two Camden people linking up and making something happen for the city. So I thank both of y'all for that, for actually linking up again and, you know, making this record.
Oh, no doubt.
No problem. But thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I got you.
All right, we got one more caller. Let's see who this is. Hello? That person hung up. I guess it was scary.
Got a little nervous.
Yeah, I understand. We got nervous when we was first doing this shit too. So, what's your greatest accomplishment so far? Like, have you worked with anybody? Like, do you do any modeling? Have you performed on did you do a little tour on stage or anything so far?
I actually did some performances out Philly last year, but I've met a lot of great people lately. You know, some great people within the industry have hit me up this past year, and I actually got a chance to speak with Tiana Taylor last year and get some great advice from her. And
oh, big butt, right?
Celebrity. Tiana, I don't know. Tiana Taylor from Madea, the Gabby
okay,
family.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Her.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her music.
Yeah.
She was
yeah,
kind of good music.
Oh, all right. I thought she was an actor.
Yeah.
My fault, man. Okay, y'all doing a single together or y'all just talking?
Nah, I actually just got a chance to meet her. She gave me some great advice. And I actually got a chance to go up to Tony Camillo's house. I don't know if you guys know him. He's actually like a legendary songwriter in the game. Actually went up to his house out Princeton, New Jersey, and he wrote for Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, and all of them. And he's given me some great advice as well. And hopefully we're supposed to be working on a project together, hopefully. But, you know, he's a legend in the game. He's just given me some great advice as far as making it in the industry, and I thank him for that. And, yeah, hopefully we achieve some more, you know, as we keep going.
Okay, I see that. So you have met some a few celebrities and shit, man. I definitely see that. Do you be getting excited when you meet them, or are you just a regular cat? Like, oh, what's up? What's up?
I mean, before I meet them, it's like, oh my God, like I'm nervous. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, but when you meet them, they're regular people, like anybody else. So it's like all that go away. It's like, oh, you're just like me. Like, real chill.
Yeah. Yeah, they just regular people with a couple dollars in their pocket with the talent that they, you know,
yeah,
what I mean, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
Their bank account just bigger than ours, but it's okay. We gonna get there one day.
It's cool.
But
we,
other
we,
than
we
that,
go,
they regular.
That chart.
Yeah, man. I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm just still, like, shocked at, I mean, how many people you have met and talked to. You know, a lot of people is, I mean, out here, like, just in Camden, just want to do, like, Camden stuff. People are scared to, like, really just go out and expand. Like you were saying, like, you did a song with somebody in the UK. A lot of people are like, man, I'm not doing that. I'm staying right here. I'm going to be a real nigga. Or I'm going to be a real, I don't want to say the B word. I'm going to be a real, you know what I mean, a real female. You know what I'm saying? So for you to, like, just go out and just expand your music and, I mean, meet other people, that's definitely a big step, you know what I mean? And you like you said, you're doing it for the city. So, I mean, I'm just, like, still a little, like, just shocked how, like I said, I'm going back to what I was saying before. I went to high school with this girl, so it's, like, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like, when you do make it, like, who would you love to collab with? Like, who's your dream collaboration or dream, like, with a rapper, singer, producer, anything?
Beyonce, of course. And Ciara. I think that would be a dope collaboration. Like, people already say that I'm similar to her, like, as far as my voice and my dancing style and stuff like that. So I think that would be a dope collab. And that's all I can think of right now. And, oh, yeah, Elle Varner, she's a dope singer as well.
Oh, yeah.
And right, rapper-wise, I think T.I. Yeah. So.
Ooh, okay. You don't get a lot of people saying, you know, a lot of people saying Tip, but Tip, he's real
yeah,
dope
Tip
with the
real
lyrics,
thing,
man. He's real dope.
Yeah, like,
so
why
I mean,
not collab with him? Let's make a dope song together.
So you don't want to work with Chris Brown, you know, August, Trey?
Oh, definitely, but of course, Beyonce, Ciara, you know, they my top right now. But if they come along, ain't nobody going to turn that down, of course. They're extremely talented.
They're not. If I ever heard you turn that down, I'm going to die right there.
Chris Brown, definitely, though. Like, I want to perform with him one day.
You're going to have to work that boy a dance until his heart stops, man. That boy, he'll do some shit, man.
Well, people don't know, like, I do too. Like, you guys have not seen that side of me, but once I start getting out there and getting my tracks together and you guys start seeing me dancing, you're going to be like, yo, now I see what she mean. Like, I can actually learn from him in Ciara. Like, so, y'all going to see.
Well, when you meet Ciara, tell her I said, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
call my phone. No, we can all talk.
I got you.
Yeah, real shit. But, man, we thank you for coming in today, interviewing with us, man. It's always a pleasure. Seriously.
No problem.
And, like
and definitely,
said,
when I put that single out, I'm going to drop it here first. Notice.
Yeah. Yeah, you know I mean, like we said, we sat next to the same lunch table together and shit. You know what I mean? So for you to make it, it's like it's big for us too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I feel like when you make it, we all make it, man. That's how we gotta go.
Yeah. Mhm. Well, we thank you for calling in and everything. You already know what's the best radio station, you know, girl.
Straight out of Camden Radio.
Let's get it. All right, we see you later.
Nice talking to y'all.
Big shout out to Harmony, man. She gave us a good interview today. Had a lot of people calling in, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? But right now, we about to play Tap Benson's new trap. It's trap. Trap of my life. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
baby. I be going hard in the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been in bed with your type, but you will love me if I fall off tonight, right? Part of my hike, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life, like all of my life. Honest, you a bad bitch, but that ain't the reason that I'm fucking with you. Reason that I'm fucking with you, cause you show me love when I ain't half shit. When I was living like a motherfucking savage, I was nomadic, situation tragic, nigga was embarrassed. Could have been buried in my sadness, but you wasn't about to let it happen. Took my hand and grabbed it, stood behind me in the madness. Hands on my back and you pushed to my passion. Shit, now a nigga rapping, and my lover you's established. So it's time for some action. I'm dead ass, why you laughing, girl? Me, you a room in a mattress, baby girl, we about to get it cracking. Yeah. Baby, I be going hard on the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been in bed with your type, but you will love me if I fall off tonight, right? Sweet part of my hype, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life, like all of my life. Like all of my life, like all of my life. That pussy good, that pussy, that pussy good. That pussy good, that pussy good, girl. It's understood, girl. That pussy good, girl. That pussy good, that pussy, that pussy good. Oh, I'm in the middle of your neck, make it moan and fuck it like a dog, play fresh through my bone. I'ma give it to you hard, sex in the morning, listen in the Marvin, let's get it on then. Sexual healing, you give me that feeling that you, Mrs. Benson, it sounds so appealing. I love you for nothing, they stunting these women, so quit with the fronting and fuck with my pimp. Baby, I be going hard on the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been involved with your type, but you will love me if I fall off the night, right? Sweet part of my hype, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life. Like all of my life. You must not know that you talk when you walk. It's in the sorrow when you swing your step. It's crying out for me, baby. And lately, pussy money weed is all a nigga need, but some poetic justice is far overdue. So how about me and you just ride down that one-way boulevard till we get lost in each other? Though my words can never define who you are, that's synonymous in the sense of you being you. And it's true, more of a fact. Girl, I love your ass to the moon and back, and that's only half as much. The future is something that we try to grasp and clutch, but the truth about it is it's something we can't actually touch. Make a nigga wanna sing. Swear to God, you make a nigga wanna sing.
You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Check us out next Sunday. Me and Knock is going to be talking about what we were talking about last week. Should we get gory? Nah, we ain't going to get gory. Basically, you eat ass. And if it's wrong, eat ass. Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with eating ass. I'm sorry. I do it, and I'm pretty sure everybody else in this world will do it.
Hey, man. Hey, man. That's next Sunday, man. But you know, we out, man. It's the boy Knock the God. I want to shout out the whole 856 in my squad.
Yeah, big shout out. We just had a good interview with Harmony, man. Big shout out to her. Big shout out to everybody. Let's get it.